Lord Shiva prayed to Brinda Devi to allow him entrance into the Rasa dance. And this is where Brinda Devi gave him the instruction to go to Mansarovar to take bath and take the form of a gopi. This is also the place that Srila Rupa Goswami discovered the deity of Brinda Devi, who is considered to be the presiding deity of Vrindavan. At one time, Brinda Devi Murti was installed in the Radha Govindaji temple, where we'll be visiting tomorrow. But at the time of the Mughal invasion, Brinda Devi was brought to Kamvan, where she is now presiding. Brahmakund is also the place where Durva Mangala Thakur, or Leela Shuka, performed his austerities. This was his place of residence. In fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada explains that Durva Mangala Thakur performed austerities at Brahmakunda for 700 years. Rio!
Rio!
And this is also the place where after, it is said, after Brahma stole the cows for 1 year, and the cowherd boys, he came to this place to offer prayers to Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore it is called Brahmakund. And it is described in Bhakti Ratnakar, in Padma Purana and other scriptures, that by bathing in this Radhakund, or Brahmakund, one is purified of all anartas, and one attracts the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So let us bow down. But don't bow down here, because people use this place for other reasons. So, of course, it's all recycled prasad through the bodies of Vijvasis. Still, there's unity and diversity. Suggest as we step back a little and offer our obeisances to Sri Brahmakund. There's also a nice darshan of Brahma and the cowherd boys and calves and Krishna.